Hello, I'm Shannon Grimm with Shannon Grimm & Partners at Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. Today we're going to be talking about the big model grand opening we just had at our community at Villas at Old Harbor, located in Lewis Center. And we had an eventful week, didn't we?
We did. It was a huge kickoff for the model grand opening. We had an event for Howard Hanna, our real estate brokerage. And we had an event for all local realtors, and the final event this past Sunday was for the public. Great turnout at each event. We were showcasing the homes, our model, the Claiborne, gorgeous home. And then we had the Adesto as well, and the Gainsway, or Adesto.
Adesto.
We argue over how to pronounce the floor plans for sure.
Just that one.
But no, no, there's also the Buford.
Buford Buford.
Well,
I call it Buford, he calls it Buford.
It depends on what southern state you're from, how you pronounce it.
How's it smell?
Southern state, neither are you.
B-E-A-U-F-O-R-T.
Buford.
Bu.
Yeah. Buford.
Ian.
My whole family's from Kentucky.
My whole family's from Kentucky, too, but I grew up in Ohio.
We would call it a Buford.
That's not that south.
No, it's not really. And there are things I definitely like. I don't call it a washcloth.
We're getting off track.
Turn in.
Anyways, beautiful homes all open. The model is decked out and looks absolutely gorgeous. These are freestanding condos that are kind of like a patio style or ranch style home. They look great too. I was very excited. The turnout was great for the events. Everyone seemed to love the homes.
They did. So, I mean, it's a big difference when you have a custom builder who's getting into that patio style homes, because there is a little more leniency on what you can do with the floor plan. So we do have 7 floor plans that are customizable. So we're not trying to do true custom there, but we're doing customizations. And so just the quality is there. And their goal there is to also try to keep the price down a little bit less than what some of our other custom builder competitors are doing in their patio homes. But it was a great event, and we are fortunate enough to have some great sponsors who kind of go where we go kind of deal. So we had Mike Beatty from Howard Hanna Mortgage, who was one of our sponsors, and he's always great to have around. And then Eric Anderson, who is with Buckeye State Bank. Those two actually get along really well because they know that one does things that the other one doesn't do, and the other one does things that the other one doesn't do. So they were actually kind of, you know, saying, hey, if you want this, you talk to him. If you want that, you talk to me. So that worked out well. And then
we're great to their podcast guests. So,
but yes, no. Yes. And we also had people from Anne Marie's team there, who we call her the Heckam Queen, but they've now changed it to the Lifestyle Loan as the name. Something to that effect, but it's going to be really hard to get away from the Heckam thing that we've known for 14 years. But they also do a new version, 14 years old version of like a reverse mortgage, sort of. She's way better at explaining it than we are, but it's been around for a long time, and it's an FHA loan. So it's backed by the government, so that's a good alternative as well. And then we had Ryan French, Juliador, who is with Pillar to Post Home Inspection, not three-pillar home inspection, as I like to try and say. And then Chris Hess, who is with Black Tie Moving and Storage. Those guys are great. And we're going to be seeing Ryan here in a few minutes anyways. But they're great, a lot of fun to have around, and good resources for everyone who's looking for a home inspection or looking for a moving company. So they try to do everything they can to get you the services you need when you need them.
Yeah, and Christy Weiss with ServPro was there as well. Fantastic. I mean, she is amazing. I love her.
But she's looking to join our little traveling crew.
Yes, she is.
Sponsors.
Great company, though. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of wind, a lot of rain recently here in Ohio past few years, and they do fantastic work.
And another one of our newest sponsors, too, along with ServPro, is Oakmont Designs, who actually builds custom wood furniture, which is pretty amazing.
We should get have them make a new podcast table.
Ooh, that'd be pretty cool. They make amazing stuff.
We could have like Shannon Grimm carved in there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Folk mode as well.
Yeah. But so they're pretty cool, and we're fortunate to have those guys and be able to see a lot more of what they do and stuff. And then who else did we have?
That was good. I mean, Three Pillar was there with they were giving out some T-shirts and things representing the builder, but it was a great.
We were there as Three Pillar.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm.
And then at Sunday for a public event, we have Chris Cakes there. So we have Howard and Chris Cakes, who's actually doing hamburgers and hot dogs.
Ooh, those hot dogs. I've been dreaming about those.
Yeah. Hot dogs. Beef hot dogs.
Amazing.
I know you were salty that there was an actor.
So
was Slobby. Slobby was the four of the hot dogs.
Yeah, because the hot dogs were fantastic.
But I always love doing these events. It's a way to meet new people. And also showcase what we're there selling. You know, we want people to find something that they love, a place to live and a place to call home. But we get to meet them in a nice, casual way.
A fun environment.
In a fun environment and display what we have to offer and the people we work with. And I think it's a great way for people to meet us and to meet the vendors that they could potentially work with and get everyone a little bit more comfortable, which is always a great way to do it.
Because we're also selective on our vendors, too. So, I mean, there's a lot more people who would, you know, be willing to sponsor events like this and stuff. But we're pretty selective as to who we choose to have sponsored.
Yeah, that for sure.
Most of the vendors have already been on this podcast. And we haven't had a crazy amount of guests. So we've been kind of invited our closer friends onto this show. And that's pretty much everybody who's there. At our events most of the time is the people that we've had on the show and we go out to lunch with.
Well, that's why we like using them because they're a wealth of knowledge and they do a good job. And that's why when they come on here, they can give people knowledge. So it's nice to have
them. Yeah. If they become our preferred vendors and eventually our friends is the fact that they do a great job. And that's why we're willing to recommend them. So it has nothing to do with, you know, if they take us to lunch or whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying it's all about.
That's maybe one of the phrase with us, the events with all the food.
Yeah. Make sure there is really good food in abundance all day at every event. So that's also why the Three Pillar construction crew wanted to like come hang out, but they were busy. Because everyone knows if I do an event, it's going to be good food.
Yes, every time.
There's never any complaints.
Yeah. What was the catering on the bar?
Oh, yeah.
Realtor will leave it on Thursday.
Yeah. So for the Howard Hanna event, we did Subway box lunches from the Lewis Center Subway, who did a fantastic job considering they had to make 60 box lunches.
So, out of my car.
Yes. So they did a great job.
They pulled up looking like a clown car Subway advertisement.
I mean, I did not. I don't think I could have fit any more subs in my car.
And they only had like 2 days notice to get their order together. But, you know, Subway is definitely mostly franchise. I don't think there's any corporate owned stores anymore. I don't know. But the franchise owner actually called me personally. So that was kind of cool. So they wanted to make sure that they had everything in place to get everything done for us. And then for the Realtor event for every realtor. We had a company called the Foodsmiths.
Yeah, gosh, their food's so good.
The meatballs.
Yeah. Meatballs, buffalo dip. Woo!
I get kind of nervous when someone says, I do catering out of my house. So they do not. I actually like that better because I know it's, I'm just a germaphobe when it comes to food and stuff. So I like knowing that my food is prepped in an actual kitchen and all that sort of thing. And then we also had, Chris Cakes, which is also a franchise that Hal owns.
It was a fun event. We had a really good turnout for all three of them. I don't know the numbers, you might, but.
We're probably evented out, but.
I'd say between all three, we had 150 individuals come through, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. It was, especially because Sunday the weather was.
Not so good.
It turned out pretty good, but it wasn't looking.
It was real wet. It was cold.
I'm pretty sure there's probably about 12 people, but I kept looking at their forecast every day for a week saying, please don't rain between 11 and 2. Please don't rain between 11 and 2. And literally, that's what the forecast said, was no rain between 11 and 2.
It worked out well.
But now all the houses are open. The model has had its official grand opening, so now it is ready for anyone and everyone to take a walk through it, take a look, come meet the team. We're up there every day, so we would love for you to come through. There's snacks up there, too. You might have missed the event with all the food, but there's snacks and drinks up there.
Secret snacks. And now we have adult beverages also. Yes. But also with the grand opening, we are doing, for the first 10 people who purchase, we're doing $20,000 off in the first year of HOA fees for free for the first 10. So, and we've got some great lots available. We've got some great lots with a low lot premium. So there are some lots that don't have any premium. One of my favorite lots, I think it has an $8,000 premium, where you wouldn't have anyone on one side of you, just green spoon.
Six on that one.
Yeah, see, I was afraid to say six, but I thought it was six. It seems too low for that.
It does.
So right now, you know, being one of the first 10 people in, you can actually choose your lot if you're wanting to build, or you can absolutely take a look at our inventory homes and think about purchasing one of those. And I'm sure they'd be happy to take $20,000 off of the price of those inventory homes as well. But once that community gets going, there won't be any stopping it. So there's going to be a total of 90 lots in there. So
awesome.
All right. Well, come on, see us. We're open 12 to 5, 7 days a week. And just come out and check out what we have if you missed our events. Thank you. Again, this is Shannon Grimm with Howard Hare Real Estate Services. Please make sure to like, follow, or whatever. Oh, subscribe.
Like, follow, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.
There you go.
That's not good.
At Shannon Grimm Realtor. And we look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you.
Bye.